Masechet Midot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah commands that the Jewish people build a sanctuary for Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ve'asu li mikdash, ve'shachanti betocha." Make for me a sanctuary, and I'll dwell amongst them. This is a positive commandment to build a house for Hashem, where korbanot are going to happen, where all service of Hashem is going to happen, and to be a meeting place, a pilgrimage spot for the Jewish people on the Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and on Sukkot. Before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the Mishkan, a temporary structure, was built in various places, including Gilgal for 14 years, Shiloh for 369 years, and then Nov and Giv'on for a total of 57 years. Then Shlomo HaMelech laid the foundation for the first Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and that from that point on, it became the only spot where we could have the Beit HaMikdash. After 410 years of service of Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel destroyed the Beit HaMikdash on Tisha Be'av. While in Galut, Yehezkel HaNavi saw a certain vision of what the future temple should look like. It was going to be different than the first Beit HaMikdash. But when Bnei Israel returned, they tried to build this new Beit HaMikdash, but for whatever reason, the instructions were too hard for them to understand, so they built a Beit HaMikdash according to the original plan of Shlomo HaMelech, like the first temple, but it had several different changes based on Yehezkel. This Masechet Midot, will give the layout of that second Beit HaMikdash. The year 3408 is the year that the Beit HaMikdash was built, and in 3741, Herod decided to expand the Beit HaMikdash, and there was a renovated version of the Beit HaMikdash. Which exact Beit HaMikdash we're talking about in this Masechet is a matter of Machloket. The Beit HaMikdash stood for 420 years, the second one, and then it was destroyed by the Romans on Tisha B'Av in the year 70 CE. So even though we don't have the Beit HaMikdash now for thousands of years, there's not a day or tefillah that goes by where Am Yisrael is not pleading with Hashem to return us to Yerushalayim and for us to see the Shekhinah dwell once again in the Beit HaMikdash. The reason that the Rambam brings behind the whole Masechet over here is for us to remember the design and the schematics of how the Beit HaMikdash was built, and we'll have the ability to rebuild it in the third Beit HaMikdash, b'mirah b'yamenu, amen. Rashi and Tosafot, on the other hand, say no. The third Beit HaMikdash is going to fall from the Shamayim already built. We're not going to have to build it ourselves. So it's not a practical reason to study this Masechet, but it's much more of a yearning that it should create within us, it should motivate us. When we learn about the Beit HaMikdash, the layout, what happened there, the schematics, all the little detail about the house of Hashem should motivate and inspire us to change our ways, to do teshuvah, and to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, amen, where we will rebuild and have the Beit HaMikdash back in our lives. Mishnah says, "Bishlosha mekomot ha-kohanim shomrim be-Beit HaMikdash." Each night, there were three kohanim and 21 levi'im who would stand guard in the Beit HaMikdash. This was a Torah command that the Kohanim and Levi'im do this. It's not to guard things from thieves or to make sure that valuables weren't taken, but it's to bring honor to the Beit HaMikdash, that people are going to be there keeping watch at all times. Those three spots the Kohanim would stand guard are Bebet Avtinas, Bebet HaNitzotz, Bebet HaMoked. One Kohen stood in the chamber of Avtinas. Avtinas was the name of a family who prepared Ketoret in this room, so they would stand here in that spot. Number two, they would be by the Bet HaNitzotz, the chamber of the spark, which was above the spark gate, as we'll learn more later on in the Masechet. And then Bet HaMoked, the Hall of Fire, which was built into the northern wall of the courtyard. The Levi'im stood guard in 21 places. Hamisha al Hamisha Sha'are Harabait. Five Levi'im stood at the five gates of the Temple Mount. Arba'a al Arba Pinotav Mitocho. Four Levi'im stood at the four corners of the Temple Mount on the inside of the walls. Hamisha al Hamisha Shareha Azara. Five Levi'im stood at the five gates of the courtyard. Arba'a al Arba Pinotav Mibahutz. And four Levi'im stood at the courtyard. Four corners at the outside of the walls. Me'ehad be'lishkat ha'korban. One Levi stood in the chamber of the offering, which was one of the small rooms within the hall of fire where the animals were kept. Be'ehad be'lishkat ha'parochet. One Levi stood in the chamber of the parochet, which was a large room where they would make the curtains that hung in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. Ve'ehad le'ahore bet ha'kaporet. And one Levi stood in the chamber of the ark cover, which is west of the Kodesh Kodashim, the location where the ark was.